Older and wiser. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. This is the first inauguration I can remember defined more by who isn't taking the oath than who is. I haven't seen a moment like this since Dorothy melted the Wicked Witch of the West and all the Winkies came to their senses and handed her the broom. Even Mitch McConnell is suddenly a fan of impeachment. So I went back to the archives to remind myself what I was thinking 4 years ago when all this started.
Some people seem genuinely frightened by the rapidly approaching Trump inauguration. They harbor a deep foreboding that on Friday, at the stroke of noon, 11 Central, 9 Pacific, a dark, churning cloud will settle over the Capitol, and as they watch helplessly, Scylla and Charybdis, who haven't had a decent meal since the Odyssey, will ravenously devour Obamacare, the Civil Rights Act, the First Amendment, the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, and then burp it all up on the White House lawn.
Yeah, I was using my ninth grade English references to say, chill out, it'll be fine, how much can one guy do? And then, on January 6th, the big burp actually happened. But at least we're older and wiser, right? We know now what it means to run the government like a business, what happens when talk show hosts set policy, why the teleprompter was invented. And even though it's been a long time since I commuted, I think I appreciate more than ever how all it takes is one guy driving like he owns the road to make everybody wish they'd stayed in bed. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.